Hi, I'm Dakota Reed, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. In pre-Columbian, Central, and South American cultures, dogs helped guide and protect the recently deceased as they transitioned into the afterlife. Aztec and Mayan artists sculpted small dogs as eternal guardians of tombs. The David Owsley Museum of Art has at least one Mesoamerican dog in its pre-Columbian gallery. This ceramic effigy was probably produced in Colima, a state on the west coast of Mexico between 99 BCE and 250 BCE. It was made of earthenware and coated in slip, and it is red because of the impurities in the local clay. The dog looks like it could almost come to life, as if it is ready to pounce on you. Its ears and tail perk up, and it's baring its teeth in either hostility or playfulness. It appears alert and ready to leap, but at the same time, this dog is cute and pretty pudgy. It looks like a chihuahua that has had a little too much to eat. This sculpture actually depicts a type of hairless dog native to Mexico. Known as a cholo, these are the first domesticated dogs in the Americas. They were prized for their supposed healing powers, their potential as a sacrificial food source, and their loyalty.
We'd like to thank Ball State student Julian Escalante for their research. Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/Owsley Moment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.